Gister was snel deel 3 van die 2022 Dakar-ren, wat verkort is as gevolg van swaar reënval in die area. Die sneldeel was 635 km lank met 'n sneltraject van 255 km. Carlos Sainz en sy elektriese Audi RSQ e-tron het die sneltraject gewen en 38 sekondes agter hom in die tweede plek was die Toyota Gazoo Racing se Henk Lategang en Brett Cummings.
Ja, baie lekker dag vir ons. Ek en Brett baie lekker saam gewerk in die kar. Redelik vroeg in die stage 'n lekker pas gekry en daar was baie moeilike dele deur die duine. So ek het maar net so bietjie versigtig daardeur gaan toe verloor ons bietjie tyd op Carlos, maar dink tweede plek op 'n stage in die Dakar is nog steeds baie.
Janiel de Villiers was 7 en soos Janiel sê, in die Dakar kan enige iets enige tyd gebeur.
Ja, ons het 'n redelike goeie stage gehad vandag. Baie vinnige stage met 'n paar duine kruisings. Henk en Brett het 'n baie goeie stage gedoen. Baie geluk aan hulle met hulle tweede plek. En ja, andersins het ons net 'n loop gekry in die stage met 'n gebrekte drive shaft, so dit wys jou net, jy weet, enigiets kan enige tyd gebeur. Maar dis nog 'n lang pad om te gaan.
Met Sebastian Loeb wat sy dryf as gebreek het, het Nasser Al-Attiyah hulle strategie vir die dag verander en het rustiger gevat en 8ste geëindig. Hulle is nog steeds die algehele voorlopers in die ren met meer as 37 minute. Shamir Warihawa het 'n baie beter dag gehad en 19de klaargemaak. Brian Baragwanath en Leonard Kramer en hulle Century Racing CR6 het 20ste geëindig vir die dag, maar dit nadat hulle nie een keer nie, maar twee keer gerol het. Gelukkig lag Brian en Leonard hieroor.
So we're running into the slip faces today. There were big slip faces with a round edge on the back and then the very last one was sharp, so as we went over, we just went flying. So we literally crested it at an angle like you're supposed to, but we just went way too fast for it to be so steep. We went over, flipped twice, landed. Nut runner went flying, torque wrench went flying, just handed the stuff back to Leonard, started the car and kept on racing. We're very lucky. The cleanest draw I've ever had.
Chris Visser was 29ste, Ernest Roberts was 43ste, maar Skalk Burger het nie 'n goeie dag met hulle CR6 gehad nie. Hulle engine het die gees gegee, maar hulle kan die Joker vat en vandag nog steeds deelneem. Daniel Schroeder en Ryan Bland en hulle gemodifiseerde Navara was 40ste, ten spyte van 'n paar uitdagings.
We had a good day, other than maybe one small incident. We went over this dune and we basically nosedived and we kind of stalled. We put our buzzer on to warn cars behind us. We were trying to warn the guy from the back and then he came over at an angle, so he clipped the back of our car and the front of his car in the front right. But it looks bad, but it's actually not that bad.
In die side-by-side kategorie, Jeff Minnett en Siegfried Tresau 'n slegte dag gehad. Eers probleme met die roetekaart, daarna vasgeval en toe gerol as gevolg van 'n pap wiel wat hulle nie agtergekom het nie. Die span is ongedeerd en die kar kan herstel word. Nou oor na Steffie Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Group vir ons Suider-Afrika motorfietsryers.
It was all action from the get-go on stage 3 as the riders brave freezing cold conditions, fast sections and tough dunes. Russ Branch had a lot of fun in the dunes and placed in an excellent 11th position. Our Kalahari Ferrari tells his story about stage 3.
I really enjoyed today. A lot of fast tracks and a lot of dunes. I had a lot of fun. I lost a bit of time, but maybe it's for the better. You know, tomorrow is going to be a really hard day with navigation and the longest racing stage for the rally. So I think I'm in a good position, 11th place. But today was really good for the confidence and the bike's going well. The team's amazing. And thank you very much for the support and believing in me.
Brad Cox is truly settling in and had a magnificent day, finishing in 14th position and moves into 24th overall. Aaron Murray may only have finished in 18th position, but held on to his top 10 position overall. Stuart Gregory had some issues with his bike and had some work to do when he returned to the original bimodal pits in 64th place on stage 3, with Charon Moore in 39th position, John Kelly in 55th, and Werner Kennedy in 109th. The Muller Moto boys are doing an incredible job out there. Walter Tablanche and Paulo Oliveira continue their pursuit to the Dakar finishing line. Don't miss any of the stage 4 action. The longest stage of the rally is going to stretch the elastic band even further and test our riders to the limit.
Ek is Janette van Wiele 2 Wiele.
And this is Steffi for the Southern Africa Dakar Group.
Vir Dakar 2022. Tot môre, hou jou wiele aan die rol.